Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Wedding. What did the best man say that ruined it all? Story one. The ceremony was absolutely beautiful. Rustic barn, fairy lights, an open bar, the dream wedding. Everyone was a few drinks in when the best man, Mike, took the mic. He started off strong. Jokes, childhood memories, a heartfelt line about his brother for life. Then, his voice got shaky, and we thought he was getting emotional. He looked at the bride and said, "You know, Sarah, I always thought I would end up marrying you." Everyone kind of laughed awkwardly, thinking it was a joke. But he didn't laugh. He looked dead serious. "I mean, we had a thing, right? Remember that summer in Tahoe? Maybe in another life." The groom's face just froze. Bride looked like she saw a ghost. What followed was an entire family meltdown. Apparently, Mike and the bride had hooked up before she even met the groom, and he had never told him. The groom called off the reception halfway through and drove off. Literally drove off. Wedding guests were packing leftover cake into to-go boxes while people argued in the parking lot. Still not sure what Mike thought would happen. Story 2. So my cousin's wedding was going great until the best man, who we'll call Derek, gave his speech. He started out a bit too buzzed, but nothing crazy. Then he started listing all the groom's exes, not like the one that got away types, like all of them. Let's take a moment to honor the women who didn't make it here today. Stacy, who taught him how to kiss. Kendra, who taught him how to really kiss. People started murmuring. The bride was clearly getting uncomfortable, and he just kept going. And of course, we all remember Melissa. She was the first girl he said, "I love you" to. That was back in 2014 before he met, oh wait, no, while he was dating you, wasn't it, Beth? The room went silent. You could hear the DJ unplug his laptop. Beth, the bride, walked out. The groom ran after her. They argued outside while Derek just stood there, sipping champagne like he didn't just detonate a nuke. Reception never resumed. Story 3. It was a small destination wedding in Greece. Very intimate, with only close friends and family. The groom's best friend, Liam, gave his best man speech during the reception dinner overlooking the sea. It was sunset. Gorgeous moment. He said, "I've seen this guy through every stage of life, but nothing compares to how I saw him cry when he told me about the abortion. You could literally hear forks clink onto plates." The bride's father stood up like he was about to murder someone. Turns out, the bride had never told her parents that she had an abortion during her college years. And apparently, the groom told Liam in confidence during a particularly emotional moment. The bride burst into tears, not from guilt, but because her deepest secret was just broadcast to everyone she loved. The parents accused the groom of encouraging it. Long story short, the rest of the trip was canceled, and the honeymoon suite was never used. Story 4. At my brother's wedding, everything was on track until his best friend Jake got the mic. Jake has always been kind of a wild card, so we were nervous. He said, "I'm just gonna say it. I never thought you'd go through with it. We all know your heart still belongs to someone else." People laughed nervously. Then Jake pulled out a letter, like a printed out email or something. He said, "You remember this? You wrote this to Emma the night before you proposed." Everyone thought it was a gag, but he read it out loud. The letter said things like, "I'll always love you," and "This isn't how I imagine my life," and worst of all, "Maybe in another universe, it's still you and me." The bride just stood there, frozen. Turns out, the groom drunkenly emailed his ex the night before proposing, and Jake thought it'd be funny to expose it as a joke. Reception? Canceled. Marriage? Lasted 3 months. Story 5. This wedding was beautiful and expensive. One of those upscale vineyard types. The best man, Alan, seemed nervous but started off with some inside jokes and memories. Then he said, "I've been holding on to something for a while. I promised myself I'd tell the truth even if it hurt. And I think everyone deserves to know. Everyone leaned in. He said, "Ashley, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to happen, but it did. We were both drunk and it was one time. I thought I could live with it. But I can't let you marry him without telling you I slept with your sister." Gasps. Literal gasps. The bride's sister screamed, "You promised you'd never say anything." The groom punched Alan in the face. The cake got knocked over. Someone slipped in the wine spill and broke a table. It was exactly like a soap opera. Wedding never recovered. Ashley walked away in her heels, crying, and the entire crowd just stood there in stunned silence. Story 6. The best man was the groom's younger brother, a sweet but very literal guy with zero social awareness. He started his speech nervously, fidgeting with the mic, then said, "I'm so happy for you both. Honestly, we didn't think you'd ever find someone who'd be okay with your temper, but look, here we are." People chuckled awkwardly. He continued, "I mean, we all remember when you smashed Mom's windshield because she was late picking you up. But now you've grown up so much." "Kind of. Except when you kicked in your own front door last Christmas." Every single family member turned beet red. The bride's family looked horrified. The groom looked like he wanted the ground to open and swallow him. Then the best man turned to the bride and added, "Anyway, I hope you're really patient." Like, really patient. After that, the mood never recovered. The bride's dad reportedly tried to pull her aside and offer to get the deposit back while they still could. Story 7. At this wedding, the best man was a total goofball. Think party animal, college frat energy in his 30s type. Everything was fine until he decided to do a slideshow. Yes, a surprise slideshow. It started harmless. Baby photos, goofy teen pics, college parties. Then came a video clip labeled Bachelor Night Groom's Confession. Yep. He had secretly recorded a moment from the bachelor party where the groom drunkenly admitted, "If she hadn't given me the ultimatum, I probably never would have proposed." Cue stunned silence. Some laughter because people assumed it was a joke. But the bride wasn't laughing. She looked at the screen, then at the groom, then just stood up and left the tent. The best man paused the slideshow like, "Wait, should I skip ahead?" There was no skipping ahead. That was the end of everything. Story 8. This one took place at a courthouse wedding. Quick, efficient, low budget. Just close friends and family. The best man was the groom's childhood best friend, and his speech was just supposed to be a few words outside during the informal reception in a nearby park. He took the mic and said, "I just want to say I've never seen him this happy before. Except maybe when he got out of prison." Record scratch. No one knew. Not even the bride's parents. Turns out, the groom had done a short stint in another state for fraud when he was 19, and he had never told anyone on the bride's side, including her. The best man tried to laugh it off, saying, "Oh, come on, it was barely real jail. County stuff. No orange jumpsuits." But the damage was done. The bride looked like she'd been slapped. Her parents pulled her aside, had a full-blown intervention right there under a tree, while guests awkwardly nibbled on deli sandwiches. Story 9. The wedding had a medieval theme. Yes, full costumes, castle venue, lords and ladies on the invitations. Everyone was having fun until the best man got on stage in a jester outfit and made his entire speech in rhyming verse. That was fine, cute even, until he rhymed, "You found your queen, you lucky knight." But tell us all what happened that night, when bachelorette and bachelor met, and you woke up beside her friend instead. There was a pause, then a roar of confused chatter. The bride shouted, "What friend?" Turns out, the groom had gotten a little too friendly with one of her bridesmaids during the joint bachelor-bachelorette trip to Cancun. No one had spilled the beans, until that poem. Needless to say, the jester got kicked out, and the reception ended with crying, shouting, and at least one bridesmaid throwing her heel at someone. Story 10. At a fairly tame backyard wedding, the best man took a surprisingly emotional turn. He choked up, got teary-eyed, and said, "There's something I've been hiding for a long time. But if I don't say it now, I never will." He looked right at the groom and said, "I'm in love with you." The crowd gasped. At first, everyone thought it was another joke, except he was shaking, visibly. He added, "I kept waiting for you to feel the same. I thought maybe you did. But I guess this is goodbye." He left the mic on the table and walked out of the tent. Dead silence. The groom was frozen. The bride had no clue what to say. Nobody knew what to do. Eventually, the DJ just started the music and people started awkwardly dancing. But the tension never lifted. 3 weeks later, the groom called off the marriage and left town. No one's heard from him since. Story 11. The best man stood up, looked around, and started. "Today is about love, commitment, and second chances." He paused for dramatic effect. Because let's face it, this isn't your first go, right, buddy? Everyone laughed, thinking it was a jab at the groom's previous engagement. But then he said, "No, I'm not talking about the ex-fiancé. I'm talking about your little friend you used to visit in San Diego. The married one. The other married one." The crowd went quiet. The bride blinked like she didn't understand. "What?" she asked. The best man, clearly drunk now, kept going. "Oh, come on, I figured you told her. It was like 2 years ago. You said it meant nothing." Chaos. The groom jumped up and tried to drag him away from the mic. The bride walked out. People were whispering, trying to Google who the woman might be. Reception never made it past the salads. Story 12. This one started off with good intentions. The best man wanted to deliver a heartfelt speech. No jokes, no roasts, just genuine emotion. But his first line was, "I've known John for 15 years. And for 15 years, he's been lying to himself." Everyone went stiff. He continued, "We all have that friend who can't admit who he really is."
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
And for the longest time, John wouldn't say it out loud. But I will. He turned to the crowd. John is in love with someone else. And everyone knows it. Even her. Everyone started looking around. The bride's face was pale. The groom looked like he was about to faint. The best man walked over to a woman sitting three tables away, a mutual friend named Aaron, and said, "I hope this wedding doesn't stop you two from finally being honest." Cue sobbing. From everyone. The reception didn't officially end, but nobody danced. Just long conversations in corners and a lot of early exits. Story 13. It was a picturesque wedding by the lake. Classy, serene, the kind of wedding you see in magazines. The best man, a very mild-mannered guy, got up and said, "I just want to say I support this marriage fully, even if I was rooting for the other girl." People laughed, until he clarified, "No, seriously, I loved Jen. We all did. You guys remember Jen, right?" He then pulled out a printed photo of the groom with his ex. She was amazing, and honestly, we all thought that was the one. But people surprise you. The bride stood up and walked right into the house without saying a word. The groom followed her. The rest of us were just left there sipping champagne in silence while the best man awkwardly apologized to nobody in particular. Story 14. The best man was the bride's brother. Unusual, but they were close growing up. He gave a sweet, nostalgic speech at first. "I remember when my sister used to dress me up in her princess clothes, and now she's the real princess today." People, awed. Then he said, "But I have to admit, I never liked the groom." Everyone froze. He continued, "You lied to our parents about your job, you lied to my sister about your debts, and last year I caught you texting your coworker things that I really hope were jokes." The bride gasped. "What are you talking about?" He pulled out his phone, still saved the screenshots. All hell broke loose. Groom denied it. Bride screamed. Brother got escorted out by two groomsmen. The wedding technically went on, but no one smiled for photos afterward. Story 15. At this boho-style wedding in a mountain lodge, the best man, a super spiritual Zen-type guy, took the mic and said, "Marriage is a journey of the soul. And sometimes the soul gets a little distracted." Okay, odd start. But then, "That's why I performed a cleansing ritual last night. I burned sage, crystals, and the groom's burner phone." People laughed nervously. Bride's eyebrows raised. "Yeah,
he continued. The one he kept just for business, even though none of us really knew what business meant. Turns out the groom had a second phone for online poker, DMing women, and, according to the best man, a few spicy subscriptions. Nobody knew about it, not even the groomsmen. The bride asked to see the ashes. Best man said, I buried them under a pine tree to honor the earth. She didn't find that spiritual. She found it suspicious. She left and took the cake with her. Story 16. This wedding had a very chill DIY vibe. Backyard ceremony, fairy lights, food trucks. Everyone was relaxed until the best man decided to turn his speech into an interactive game. Okay, he shouted. Let's play a little round of Never Have I Ever's Wedding Edition. He handed out plastic shot cups to the bride, groom, and bridal party. Never have I ever kissed the bride. Laughter. Groom took a shot, a couple of old friends too. Fun dot. Never have I ever kissed the maid of honor. Bride took a shot. Crowd whooped. Maid of honor blushed. Then he looked at the groom. Never have I ever lied to my fiance about where I was 2 weekends ago. Silence. Groom laughed nervously. What? Best man just raised an eyebrow. Take the shot, man. Groom refused. Best man turned to the bride and said, You might want to ask him what really happened at that fishing trip. She didn't wait. She left. The game ended there. Reception 2. Story 17. This was one of those high society weddings. Massive ballroom, violin quartet, 5-course dinner. Very formal. The best man was the groom's older cousin, a real estate guy with a flair for drama. In his speech, he said, Being married isn't about love. It's about assets, timing, and leverage. People nervously laughed. He continued, And I have to say, I admire how quickly you moved after Eleanor left. Bride looked confused. Who's Eleanor? The cousin smirked. Oh, he didn't tell you? His ex. She left him 4 months before he proposed. And he said, and I quote, Next girl I date is getting a ring fast. I'm not wasting time again. The bride stood up. Is that true? The groom said nothing. Silence. Then the bride's mother whispered, loud enough for our whole table to hear, He used my daughter to get over another woman. She wasn't wrong. Story 18. Destination wedding in Iceland. Breathtaking glacier views. Everyone was bundled up but excited. The best man was the groom's old college roommate.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Through his speech, he went on a nostalgic tangent. Man, we've been through so much. Even that weird pact we made in 2017. Laughter. Groom looks uneasy. You remember? The if we're not married by 35, we marry each other thing? People chuckled until the best man added, Well, I was serious. He turned to the groom, got down on one knee, pulled out a small ring box and said, I know this isn't what today is about, but I had to try. Bride's mouth dropped. The groom looked like he was in actual shock. Best man stood up, shrugged, and said, Guess I'll catch the next flight out. Nobody knew if it was real or a joke. Groom never clarified. The tension stayed frozen like the glacier we were standing on. Story 19. It was a military wedding. Very formal, lots of traditions and toasts. The best man was the groom's buddy from deployment. He gave a powerful speech. We've seen war, we've seen loss, and we've seen the worst sides of each other, but nothing prepared me for this. Then he added, You see, I never expected my boy to settle down with my ex-wife. Gasps. Yes, I introduced them. At my house, while we were still married, the bride shouted, Don't twist it! We didn't do anything until after you filed. He shook his head. You filed. Because I found the texts. The groom stood up, trying to calm things down. Didn't work. The best man slammed his drink down and said, I gave you my life in combat and you took my wife at home. He left. Ceremony technically finished. Reception felt like a funeral. Story 20. This was a small wedding at a forest lodge. The groom's best man was his twin brother, known for being impulsive and blunt. His speech began, It's surreal watching your twin get married, especially when you've dated the same girl. Everyone laughed, thinking it was a joke. Then, no, really. We both dated Amanda. Twice, actually. Amanda was the bride. She dropped her glass. What are you talking about? She said. He shrugged.
Before you and Jake made it official, we hooked up at that New Year's party. And again after you two broke up briefly. I thought he told you. He hadn't. She stormed out. The groom chased after her, yelling, "It was before we got serious." Didn't matter. Her trust was gone. Twin brother said to me later, "I thought honesty was a wedding virtue." Not like that, man. Not like that. Story 21. The best man was quiet and nerdy. Not a drinker. Definitely not a public speaker. So when he got up, we expected something short and sweet. He began with, "Marriage is like coding. You have to debug it constantly." "Cute analogy," he added. "And speaking of bugs, remember when you guys almost broke up over the location tracking thing?" The bride stiffened. The groom's smile froze. The best man continued, "I told you that app was too invasive. She had no idea you were tracking her walks until I accidentally mentioned it. But hey, you guys worked through it." Silence. No laughter. Turns out she hadn't known about it. He had never admitted it and blamed the argument on jealousy issues. What followed was a 20-minute break. No music, no photos, and a very long conversation behind a locked bridal suite door. Reception resumed, technically. But they didn't dance. Not once. Story 22. This was a winter wedding, intimate and elegant, held inside a mountain lodge. The best man was the groom's co-worker. Smart guy, but way too comfortable with inside jokes. He got up and said, "Can we take a moment to acknowledge the real MVP here? The IT department, for wiping the groom's work laptop before HR could get to it?" A few colleagues chuckled. Others looked alarmed. He pushed on. "Seriously, bro, you owe me for that one. What were you thinking, searching that stuff on company Wi-Fi?" Bride: "What stuff?" Best man: "Oh, just some creative adult content. And a lot of chat history with someone named Summer Sun." The groom looked like he wanted to throw himself out the window. Bride stood up, said, "We're done here," and walked straight out into the snow in heels. The DJ never even pressed play. Story 23. The best man was an aspiring stand-up comedian, and he treated the speech like open mic night. He told joke after joke, most falling flat, but then came the punchline that ended it all. "And let's be honest, we all know this wedding only happened because the pregnancy test came back positive." Laughter. Bride stared. Groom turned white. She hissed, "What pregnancy test?" He mumbled something about a scare, but it was too late. The best man tried to walk it back, saying, "I thought it was a joke. Like, a fake test, right?" It wasn't. There was no test. Just a very hurt bride now questioning everything. The couple argued in front of everyone. Eventually, she left in a bridesmaid's car. Apparently, she found out later he had lied about a fake pregnancy to get her parents' blessing faster. Story 24. This wedding was in a cathedral, super traditional. The best man was the groom's older mentor, very religious, very reserved. He started off quoting Corinthians and everyone expected a sermon-style speech. But then he said, "I have prayed over this union for weeks, and I must confess I received no peace in my heart. Uh-oh," he added, "I tried to ignore the signs. But last night, the Lord placed conviction on me to speak the truth. This marriage should not proceed." Stunned silence. He turned to the bride and said, "You are not unequally yoked in spirit, but in intent." That was it. The groom didn't say a word. The bride cried, not even fully understanding what it meant. Half the guests were too stunned to move. The other half slowly stood up and left. They went through with the ceremony anyway. But everyone could feel the ghost of that moment lingering in the air. Story 25. The best man was a childhood friend who had just returned from abroad and hadn't seen the couple much during their engagement. He was charming, well-spoken, and completely unaware of what not to say. He told a long, heartfelt story about a night when he and the groom stayed up till 4 a.m., talking about the one that got away. Then, casually, he said, "And honestly, I thought he was talking about Rachel. I even asked if he'd tell her how he still felt, and he just smiled and said, 'Not now.'" Bride: "Who's Rachel?" He looked confused. "Wait, you don't know her?" He realized mid-sentence that she had no idea about this woman, a former neighbor who apparently still had a hold on the groom's heart. The tension in the room thickened. The bride didn't make a scene, but she didn't smile once for the rest of the night. They went through with the wedding. But rumor has it they filed for divorce 6 months later. Story 26. The wedding was held at an art gallery. Chic, modern, elegant. Everything felt sophisticated until the best man got a little too poetic with his speech. "I've watched him fall in love before," he said, wine in hand, deeply, recklessly, and honestly, more passionately than I've seen this time. Immediate awkwardness. But he wasn't done. There was something electric about him and Dana. "You all remember Dana, right?" people murmured.
Dana had been the groom's ex, a whirlwind relationship that ended suddenly. No one knew why. The bride whispered, "What is he talking about?" The best man continued, oblivious, "It's hard to top something like that. That kind of love only happens once. I just hope this lasts long enough to matter." Silence. The bride stepped away from the table, walked directly to the bar, ordered a shot, and never returned to her seat. Story 27. This one happened in a barn-turned wedding venue. Country-style decor, rustic vibes, mason jar drinks, very homey. The best man, the groom's cousin, was nervous and stammering through his speech. Then he said, "I wasn't sure I'd even be here today after what happened with Aunt Linda." Guests laughed nervously. Then he added, "No, seriously. I told him I wouldn't support this marriage if he didn't confess. But he didn't. So I guess I'll do it for him." You could hear a fork drop. He looked at the bride and said, "He never told you he proposed to someone else 6 months before you, did he?" The bride laughed like it had to be a joke, but his face said otherwise. She asked, "Who?" The cousin said, "Caitlin." "From his office?" "Bride." "The one who moved to Denver?" Everyone went still. She stood up, stared at the groom, and said, "You said she was just a friend." He didn't answer. She left in her dress, stepping right through the muddy path in heels. Didn't even grab her jacket. Story 28. This wedding was on a boat, a yacht chartered for 100 guests. Ceremony on the deck, reception in the dining hall. Very cool. Until the best man gave his speech during the cruise back to shore. He started strong, great memories, a funny story about their Vegas trip, a toast. Then, "I just want to take this moment to say how proud I am of you for finally settling down, especially after last year." Everyone chuckled. "You all remember when he got catfished, right? That girl who said she was 27 and lived in Atlanta?" People laughed harder. Bride wasn't laughing. Then he added, "And thank God she ghosted you before you wired that money for the plane ticket." Bride blinked. "You wired someone money?" Groom muttered, "It was a misunderstanding." Best man chuckling, "It was $1,200, bro." No music played for the last 45 minutes of the boat ride. Story 29. This was a quirky wedding held at a Comic-Con convention center. Bride and groom met through cosplay, so the vibe was fun and nerdy. The best man, dressed as Han Solo, began his speech in character. "You know, I always thought he'd end up with Leia." Crowd chuckled. The bride, dressed as Wonder Woman, smirked. Then he broke character. "No, really. He and Leia were together for, what, 4 years? Everyone froze. The groom motioned for him to stop, but he kept going. "You remember how crushed you were when she started dating your best friend? Man, you were a mess. I still think you're not over it." Bride. "Wait, Leia is Kara, right?" The groom didn't answer, just stared at the ground. Apparently, Kara was the bride's maid of honor. That was the last conversation between them the entire day. Story 30. This one happened in a hotel ballroom in Vegas. A quick engagement, last-minute wedding. Most guests thought it was rushed, but were happy for them. The best man was the groom's cousin, kind of a wild card. He grabbed the mic and said, "I just want to say how crazy this all is. Like, truly insane. Because just 3 weeks ago, this man was sitting on my couch crying about how he thought she was cheating on him." People laughed, but slowly stopped. The bride's face fell. "What?" The cousin nodded. "Yeah, he was convinced. Said he followed you to some guy's apartment and watched you go inside." She looked horrified. "I was helping my brother move, cousin." "Oh. Well, he said he didn't believe you. He thought you were gaslighting him. Guess he changed his mind?" The groom stood up furious. "Why are you bringing this up now?" The cousin shrugged. "You said to be honest." They didn't make it to the cake cutting. Story 31. The wedding was held at a vineyard. Golden hour, string quartet, everything picturesque. The best man, the groom's college friend, was confident, borderline cocky. He opened with, "Weddings are a time for new beginnings and endings, like the end of your days as a free man." Standard joke, but then, "I still remember the bachelor party, or as I like to call it, the trial separation." People laughed nervously. He kept going. "You almost didn't make it back to the hotel that night, man. And you definitely didn't make it alone." Now everyone stopped laughing. The bride said sharply, "What does that mean?" Best man backpedaled. "Oh, I just mean we had to carry him. You know how drunk he was? You remember, right, Zach?" Zach, a groomsman, went pale. I wasn't there. The groom muttered something and left the table. The bride followed him. They never returned. The wine kept flowing, but no one felt like celebrating. Story 32. The ceremony was held in a family garden, intimate and relaxed.
The best man was the groom's little brother, 18 years old, and very eager to impress. His speech started innocently. "I'm so happy for my brother and his new wife, and I want to thank her for making him a better man. Sweet, until, before he met you, he was kind of a disaster. Like, remember when you lived with that stripper? The one who stole your PlayStation 5? Bride's jaw dropped. "Excuse me?" The brother looked confused. "He didn't tell you about Savannah? They were engaged for like 2 weeks. Groom. Bro, shut up. Too late." The bride's mom asked, "Engaged?" He whispered something in her ear. She stood up and slapped him. The speech was cut short. The reception never made it past the first dance. Story 33. This wedding took place at a historic mansion. The best man, a reserved co-worker of the groom, was chosen because he wouldn't make a scene. But during his speech, he said, "It's funny how life works. You meet someone unexpectedly and everything changes." Everyone smiled. He continued, "When I first met the bride, I didn't realize she was with my boss. I just knew I was in trouble." Some laughter. "But seriously, I wish I could forget how hard I fell for you that first week." Smiles faded. He turned to the bride and added, "You told me to let go." "So I did. But that doesn't mean I stopped feeling it." Everyone froze. The groom stared, mouth open. The best man raised his glass. "To the one that got away. And the guy lucky enough to marry her." No one clapped. No one toasted. Just a long, uncomfortable silence. Story 34. It was a themed wedding. Masquerade ball style, with dramatic music and elaborate costumes. The best man wore a gold Venetian mask and opened his speech with, "Tonight, we celebrate love and secrets." People thought it was a clever nod to the theme. He said, "I've worn a lot of masks myself, but none heavier than the one I wore when I helped hide what happened in Vegas." Laughter. Then silence. Bride, "What happened in Vegas?" Best man realized he went too far. He tried to change course. "Oh, just dumb stuff. Gambling. Pranks. That kind of thing." But a bridesmaid said, "Wait, are you talking about that girl from the strip club?" Bride, "What girl?" Groom, "That was nothing. I told you I left early." Best man stared at the floor. "You said she stayed the night." The bride tore off her mask and walked out. The symbolism was lost on no one. Story 35. At a coastal beach wedding, the best man, a surfer bro with too much sun and even more confidence, gave a speech that started okay, until he decided to tell a funny story. "So there was this one time we're at a party in Santa Cruz, and he's hooking up with this girl, right?" The groom loudly said, "Dude, skip it." But the best man was already committed. And the next morning, he finds out she's the bride's cousin. Collective gasp. Bride, "Which cousin?" He blinked. Heather, I think." Heather turned bright red. Everyone looked at her. Bride, "You said you two barely talked." Groom, "It was before we were official." Best man, "Bro, it was 2 days before your first date." The bride picked up her bouquet, threw it straight at the groom, and stormed off down the beach barefoot. Story 36. The wedding took place in a fancy botanical garden. Classy, floral, full of elegance. The best man was the groom's former roommate, a sarcastic guy known for pushing limits. His speech started light. "Marriage is a lot like living with this guy. Messy, unpredictable, and full of unwashed dishes." Then he grinned and added, "But hey, at least he didn't cheat on you. That was just his ex." The room paused. The bride looked at him sideways. "Oh, he didn't tell you," the best man said, laughing nervously. "Yeah, the whole Karen situation. But that was years ago. Ancient history." Bride, "He told me she'd dumped him for someone else." The best man stopped smiling. "Oh, right. Yeah, probably best we don't dig into that." Too late. She stood up, said, "You told me you were the victim in that," and walked straight through the rose-covered archway, veil blowing in the wind behind her. Story 37. This was a backyard wedding. Super low-key. Fold-out chairs, barbecue, kids running around. The best man, the groom's cousin, had just gotten out of a rough breakup and maybe shouldn't have been drinking. He got up and said, "You know what? I'm happy for you. I am. Even though you're 2 years younger and you somehow locked this down before me." Then came the bitterness. "I mean, I introduced you to her. At my birthday party. You swooped in like it was a game." Bride, "Wait, what do you mean, swooped in?" He continued, "It's fine. Really? I was texting her first, but apparently timing's everything." The groom jumped up and tried to stop him. "You said you weren't into her," the groom hissed. Best man laughed bitterly. "I lied." He tossed the mic on the grill table and left. The marriage technically proceeded, but their first dance felt more like a truce than a celebration. Story 38. The ceremony was held at a luxury hotel ballroom. Hundreds of guests, very high-end. The best man was the groom's older brother, and very clearly the family favorite. He gave a speech that felt more like a roast. "We all thought I'd get married first. I had the job, the house, the plans, but he got there first." Laughter. But then he added, "I guess all it took was dating someone who didn't ask too many questions." Bride blinked. "What questions?" Brother, "Oh, you know, about the Vegas arrest, the job layoffs, the thing with the car." Bride, "What thing with the car?" The groom tried to laugh it off. "He's joking." Best man shook his head. "I'm not." "You really didn't tell her?" People were whispering. Bride walked away without saying a word. The brother never sat back down. The night ended early. No bouquet toss. No sparkler exit. Just stunned silence and unopened champagne bottles. Story 39. A destination wedding in Mexico. Beachside ceremony. Live mariachi band. Lots of tequila. The best man, a laid-back surfer type, gave a relaxed, slightly slurred speech. He smiled and said, "Honestly, I never thought I'd see him settle down after, well, you know, the Bahamas trip." Laughter. Bride leaned in. "What happened in the Bahamas?" Best man laughed louder. "You know, the boat party. The model. The broken engagement." Her smile dropped. "Broken engagement?" She turned to the groom. "You told me your only engagement was to me." He looked panicked. "It didn't count. It was annulled." She stood up. "You were married?" Silence. Someone dropped a glass. She left the beach barefoot. The tide washed over the flower arch. Story 40. This wedding was at a historic theater, complete with a stage, spotlight, and dramatic lighting. Naturally, the best man performed his speech. He walked on stage, spotlight on him, and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's play is called Settling." Laughter. Bride and groom exchanged a nervous glance. He went on. "It's the story of a man who chased love, failed, and finally decided to grab the one person who stuck around." Groom. "Dude. Stop!" The best man kept going. "And the woman?" "She wanted someone dependable. Not thrilling. Not romantic. Just consistent." Bride. "Is this a joke?" He paused. Looked down at the couple. "Maybe. Or maybe it's a tragedy. One that ends quietly." Then he bowed and walked off the stage. No one clapped. Story 41. This wedding took place at a national park. Sweeping views. Ceremony under a cliffside arch. Beautiful and serene. The best man was the groom's hiking buddy. Very outdoorsy and very literal. His speech began. "I've climbed mountains with this man. Crossed rivers. Slept under the stars. But nothing shocked me more than hearing who he was marrying." Everyone laughed politely. Then he said, "I mean, after what you said about her that one time, I never thought we'd end up here." Bride raised an eyebrow. "What time?" He looked surprised. "You didn't know?" "Oh, maybe I shouldn't say." Crowd. "Say it." He fumbled but went on. "Okay, well, it was after that fight you two had." He said, and I quote, "If she brings up her ex one more time, I swear I'm out." Silence. Bride asked the groom, "That was after you proposed?" Best man muttered, "Wait, really?" The sun was still shining, but the ceremony ended in clouds. Story 42. A rooftop wedding in Chicago. Skyline behind them, jazz band playing. The best man was the groom's high school friend, and had no filter whatsoever. He got up, held the mic like a karaoke champ, and said, "I always thought he'd end up with someone a little different." Gasps. "I don't mean that in a bad way," he said quickly. "I mean, remember high school?" He had that whole goth girl phase. Then the vegan activist. Then the one who was allergic to everything but water. Bride didn't look amused. "But I'm glad you picked someone normal. Not that kind of normal. I mean, okay, let's move on." He looked at his notes and said, "Anyway, I hope this one works out. Because the last two engagements didn't." Dead silence. Bride. "He was engaged twice before me?" The groom gave him a death glare. Best man. "I thought that was public info." "It was now." Story 43. The wedding took place in a library-turned-event space. Very literary theme. The best man was a novelist. Dramatic, poetic, and far too honest. His toast began like a spoken word performance. "When I first met her, I understood why he lied." Everyone tilted their heads. He kept going. He lied about the way he felt. About how fast it was moving. He told me, "It's not love. Not yet. But it'll look like love soon enough." Bride's smile dropped. "You said that?" she asked. Groom. "It was early on. I didn't know where it was going.
Best man added, but he was right. It does look like love. It might even become it. Too late to fix. The bride left the table and the guests were left in what felt like the end of a tragedy novel. Story 44. A small wedding in a church basement. Cozy, warm, full of childhood friends. The best man was the groom's longtime buddy from church camp. He started off slow, but then said, I always told him, don't let history repeat itself. And yet, here we are. Guests chuckled nervously. He turned to the groom. Remember what your therapist said? About choosing emotionally unavailable partners? The room went silent. Bride laughed awkwardly. I'm sorry, what? Best man continued, totally serious. Not a dig. Just saying, he's working on it. He's gotten better. We all see it. Groom. Dude. Stop. Best man. She deserves to know how far you've come. Bride didn't take it as a compliment. They still got married. But the maid of honor told me later. She cried in the bathroom for half the reception. Story 45. This wedding was in a barn, with a country band and a mechanical bull. Everyone was drinking, dancing, having a blast. The best man, a jokester cousin, had a few too many before grabbing the mic. He started singing. Here comes the groom, hiding his doom. Hope he doesn't think of her in the honeymoon. Laughter. Then confusion. Bride. Who's her? He smiled. Oh, just that girl from the tattoo parlor. What was her name? Liv? Bride. The one from his bachelor party? He chuckled. You mean the one with the snake tattoo on her hip? Nah, that was someone else. She stood up, whispered something to her sister, and left before the next verse. The cousin was still singing when the music cut out and the lights came up. Story 46. The wedding was held in an old converted train station. Grand architecture, vintage theme, string quartet playing jazz. The best man, a quiet, bookish friend from college, started his speech by opening a small notebook. He said, I asked ChatGPT to help write this speech, and it told me to share a memory that shows the groom's character. Laughter. But then, so I'll share the time he asked me to lie for him. Spring 2019. You remember, right, Nick? Groom froze. Bride leaned in. I had to call in sick for him because he was on a weekend trip. With someone who wasn't you. Silence. He flipped the page. You said it didn't mean anything. But if I'm supposed to speak from the heart, then I have to say it's been eating at me. The bride stood up and walked away without saying a word. The string quartet slowly faded out mid-song. Story 47. The wedding was in a ski lodge, snowy mountains in the background. Everything was cozy and elegant, with a fireplace flickering beside the head table. The best man, the groom's best friend from boarding school, gave off rich, polished energy. He opened with, I never thought I'd see the day this man would tie the knot. Not because he's not capable of love, but because he was so damn good at pretending to love people. People laughed. He didn't. Don't get me wrong, I'm thrilled for you both. I just hope this time it's real. Unlike, you know, the whole Natasha situation. Bride. Who's Natasha? Best man looked surprised. Oh, she doesn't know? Bride. No. Best man glanced at the groom, who was already white as snow. Apparently, Natasha had been his secret travel companion during a business trip the year prior. The fire crackled. No one touched their wine. Story 48. A lake house wedding. Peaceful, small, and private. The best man was the groom's cousin, recently divorced and deeply bitter about love. He got up with no notes and said, You ever watch someone lie so well they convince even themselves? That's what this guy did. Everyone assumed it was part of a joke. Until he said he wanted to be single forever, said marriage was a trap. And now look at him, smiling like none of that happened. Bride, he said that when? The cousin shrugged. Last fall, when he and I both got dumped. Said he was going to coast through this one until she ended it first. Bride looked at the groom. You said you were the one who chased me. The groom reached for her hand. She pulled it away. They still cut the cake, but no one ate it. Story 49. An urban rooftop wedding. Very trendy and modern. Neon lights, a live DJ, espresso martinis flowing. The best man was the groom's childhood neighbor. Someone who knew everything. His speech started with, People change, but some things stay the same, like your ability to keep secrets. Nervous laughter. Then he added, Remember that girl in high school? The one you swore you'd never tell anyone about? Groom. Don't. Too late. Yep. That was the bride's sister. First kiss. First, a lot of things. The bride choked on her drink. My sister? She turned to her sister across the room. You? The sister looked at the ground. The groom whispered, It was 10 years ago. Bride stood up and left, and someone knocked over a centerpiece chasing after her. Story 50. This wedding was held at a vineyard, minimalist and tasteful. The best man was the groom's old boss, who had been like a second father to him. He took the mic with a smile but gave off a strange energy. "I always told him, don't mix business with pleasure," he began. People laughed politely. Then he said, "And what does he do?" "Meet someone through our company on our time and doesn't disclose a damn thing." The bride's eyes narrowed. He went on, "Technically, I should have fired you. But hey, love's more important than contracts, right?" Turns out the couple met during a secret workplace romance that violated policy, and the bride had no idea he'd nearly lost his job over it. She asked, "You lied about why you left that job?" He said nothing. The sun set behind them. The photographer didn't get a single smile after that. Story 51. The wedding took place in a glass greenhouse. Warm, elegant, filled with flowers and filtered sunlight. The best man was the groom's best friend since middle school, calm and sentimental. He said, "I want to share something from when we were 12. We made a pact that if either of us ever fell in love, we had to say it out loud, even if it was hard." Everyone smiled. Nostalgic. Then he said, "So today, in front of all of you, I'm going to follow that rule." He turned to the bride. "I love you. I've loved you since the moment I met you. And I think you know it, even if you've never said it back." Gasps. The groom stood up. The bride went pale. No one moved. No one clapped. Eventually, the mic was turned off. But the damage echoed for hours. They got married, but not many people stayed for the first dance. Story 52. The wedding was held at a rustic ranch, hay bales and horses in the background. The best man, the groom's older brother, was usually the family comedian. He opened with, "I promised myself I wouldn't get emotional today. I didn't think I could after what happened at the rehearsal dinner." People laughed, until he added, "But really, I didn't think we'd still be having this wedding." Groom's face froze. Bride looked nervous. The best man sighed and said, "Because when you got that text from your ex and locked yourself in the bathroom for an hour, we all thought that was it." Murmurs all around. Bride, "You got a text from who?" The groom whispered, "It wasn't a big deal." Best man, "It kind of was, man. You were sobbing. Said you missed her laugh." Silence. The band just quietly stopped tuning their instruments. Story 53. This wedding was hosted in a vintage movie theater. Red curtains, popcorn machines, black and white photo booth. The best man, a former roommate who fancied himself a storyteller. He opened his speech with a line from a romantic film. "Some love stories are written in the stars. Others are scribbled in panic." People chuckled. He continued, "I remember the day he told me he proposed. He looked like someone had just handed him a live grenade." Bride, "You didn't want to propose?" Groom, "That's not what he means." Best man grinned. "I do mean that. You told me you panicked because she was going to move to New York. You said, I had to lock it down before I lost her." Bride stood up. "So this was a trap?" The DJ started playing music to break the tension, but everyone just watched her walk out into the
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Bobby, alone. Story 54. A modern wedding in a loft-style venue. Exposed brick, Edison bulbs, signature cocktails. The best man, a co-worker of the groom, was quiet, intense, and known for being brutally honest. He took the mic and simply said, "I wasn't supposed to be the best man." That got attention.
He explained, "The original best man dropped out because he didn't want to lie today." Groom whispered, "Dude, no. Too late. So I'll be the one to say it. She deserved to know you were still talking to your ex 3 months ago. That you told her you were confused." Bride, "3 months ago." He nodded. "I saw the texts. We all did. But hey, I hope it's different now." Reception ended before dinner was served. Story 55. A backyard wedding with boho decor, dream catchers, and acoustic guitar. The best man, the groom's old bandmate, went fully unscripted. He said, "I watched this guy grow from a moody musician into a husband-to-be, but I'll be honest, I didn't think this was the wedding we'd be at." Bride smiled, slightly confused. He continued, "Back in March, he was planning a proposal for someone else. You remember, right? The girl from the music video shoot?" Silence. Bride, "What?" The best man laughed awkwardly. "Oh man, you didn't know?" She didn't. Groom whispered something, but it was clear the secret was out. She stood up. "So I was the backup plan." He tried to follow her. The guitarist kept playing through the chaos because no one told him to stop. Story 56. The wedding took place in a lighthouse-turned venue on the Oregon coast. Stormy skies, crashing waves, dramatic and oddly fitting for what happened. The best man, the groom's childhood friend, had a reputation for being loyal to a fault. When he took the mic, his first sentence was, "I shouldn't be up here." Everyone chuckled awkwardly. Then he said, "No, seriously, I asked not to do this. Because I don't support this marriage." You could hear the wind outside, but the room went dead silent. He added, "I saw the messages. I know what you said about her, bro. I begged you to come clean. And you didn't." Bride, "Messages?" The best man pulled out his phone and said, "I saved them in case he ever tried to deny it." Bride walked over, read something, and just nodded. Then handed the phone back and left. The ceremony hadn't even happened yet. It never did. Story 57. This wedding happened at a vineyard in Tuscany. Guests flew in from 5 countries. Lavish, expensive, and timed to the sunset. The best man, the groom's college professor turned friend, was deeply philosophical. His speech opened with, "Marriage is about faith. The belief that what's ahead is better than what was behind." People nodded. Then he said, "And I have faith in this couple, despite what happened last fall." Bride tilted her head. "What happened last fall?" Professor blinked. "He didn't tell you?" "Oh," he chuckled nervously. "Maybe I misread the situation." Too late. Turns out, the groom had abruptly canceled a weekend trip with the bride to spend a few days with an old flame in Vienna. He claimed it was a solo reset trip. The best man had been under the impression she knew. She didn't. They got through the vows, but the honeymoon was canceled. Story 58. A cabin wedding in Colorado. Snow, fire pits, hot cocoa bar, very wholesome. The best man, the groom's work buddy, had only known him for a few years but clearly thought that gave him license to speak freely. He began with, "You know, I didn't think she was his type, not at first." Bride laughed, clearly thinking it was a compliment. He kept going. "He always liked the wild girls. Tattoo sleeves, chaos energy, red flags waving in the wind. But then she came along. So stable. So normal." People stopped laughing. "Honestly, I thought she was the rebound from that girl who broke his lease. But hey, surprises happen." The bride's expression changed completely. "I'm sorry, who broke your lease?" She had no idea about the ex who briefly moved in before her, or that it overlapped by about 2 weeks. Groom's explanation didn't help. Reception ended shortly after the soup course.